when silence is betrayal. That time has come for us, even when pressed by the demands of energy.
Okay, we're all set. Leo Zagami, it's wonderful to have you. You have super connection now. So let's get started with some of the topics. The riots in Carolina, we have the first black president, and we have extreme race riots all across the country. We have Hillary Clinton in meltdown, demanding and screaming on the internet why, on the videos, why she's not ahead 50 points. I mean, probably the most unlikable person in modern history. It's just remarkable how the number of so-called surrogates she has. Tell us what you see in terms of the election. We see now Trump talking in Virginia and in Pennsylvania and in many states about the situation in terms of oil and shale and coal and energy independence. So what do you see are the main issues that are cooking here? And I see the riots. I see the terrorism increasing dramatically as we head toward Election Day, because I think they're attempting to run toward martial law. That's what I think. And I think the powers that be are letting it happen, aren't they? Yeah, Leo, go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me again on your show. It's a pleasure to have also a great connection for my listeners at RBN. And yes, regarding the situation in Charlotte, well, I can say that for sure Soros is trying to destabilize things by financing his thugs, as usual. I mean, it seems pretty clear that a lot of this, a lot of what is happening is also because you have always these professional, chaotic insurgent leaders arriving every time these things happen. And these people are driven by the usual Soros who finance these people and who hopes that everything will in turn help Hillary for her election. Now, well, I would like to ask you if this actually really helped Hillary or if it's helping Trump, because it's not really clear.
I think it's helping Trump. He's a law and order president. I think also Mr. Soros needs to understand that when the President Trump takes his office, he's going to extradite Mr. Soros, and he's going to stand trial and probably end up in prison for the rest of his very miserable days.
I think that Soros definitely stands this position already in Russia, where I don't think he's welcome. And if Trump comes into power, he will not be welcome in the U.S., but I'm sure that he will be... At that point, he could always ask for a refuge to become a refugee in the Vatican.
I have a feeling it wouldn't matter. Well, Trump will send special Delta Force in and grab his carcass, no matter where he sequesters himself. His days on Earth living in luxury and funding terrorism and regime change are over.
It's very hard, you know, to say something like this about, I mean, to be so sure. It's very, you know, when we have a character like George Soros, we have to understand this guy is one of the richest people in the world. He's richer than Donald Trump, you know. And because often money talks, he will always find a way to escape justice. That's the problem.
That's the past, okay? Drug cartel leaders like this guy, El Chapo, he was mega wealthy too, and El Chapo is now cooling his heels in prison. I don't think that scenario works when you have non-corrupted politicians who will send our military and our forces to take him out. I know I work with Delta Force and Special Ops. I can tell you, if they sent four guys into any country to take out anybody, and this is, I'm going to quote them what they said. If we want to get you, even if it's in the middle of an Antarctic winter, we can take you out within 48 hours, okay, in Antarctica. So no matter where you hide, if we really want to get you, and we have our special forces guys that do it, it's over. It wouldn't matter where you try to hide, we'll get you. And I work with these guys. I can tell you, their skill sets, determination.
I hope that's true.
Oh, I know it's true. I know it's true. Under Trump, believe me, the rats and the cockroaches are going to go running.
Well, actually, this might also be the reason why one of the main Italian newspapers, actually, this is like a weekly news magazine, very popular from the left wing, called Espresso, has made this cover dedicated to Donald Trump this week, in which they said, and I mean, this is their own words, and these are left-wingers saying this, after 100 years, we might have a new October Revolution, and this time it's not happening in Russia, but it's happening in America. And of course, the left-wingers in Europe are scared, because the cover of this magazine said very clearly, Trump is coming in America means also problems all over Europe, even in Italy. Problems, of course, for the left-wingers, not for us. We are waiting. Right. They are accusing Trump of being a populist. But, of course, if they making a comparison with the revolution of 100 years ago, which was the communist revolution, and right. You can say that even the communist revolution was a populist revolution. Now, the thing is that these days left-wingers are not true to their communistic ideals. They are actually faking their left-winger ideals. They are in reality the true Nazis of this age, the true non-democratic subjects of this age. We know how Obama or Hillary act. It's anti-democratic. It's completely anti-democratic. They would like to take the guns from all the people. They would like to basically make of every citizen simply a number, so they can continue like vampires to make money on people and with their corporations, with people like George Soros wanting to even take over the marijuana business that now is gradually becoming legal in the U.S. states. I have written about this.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Now, remember that part of the reason why Soros is so wealthy, he's directly involved with the drug trade in Europe. And worldwide.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like the big papa in terms of illegal drugs in Europe. In fact, I know that in Kosovo and in Europe, he used these places like former Yugoslavia as his main transshipment point for a lot of the drugs coming out of the Golden Triangle, out of the Far East, out of Afghanistan, and out of heroin coming out of South America. This guy is a monster, and he's destroying lives. He needs to be taken out. And the very first action right after after Trump's deals with things like Carrier air conditioning company, is he needs to send the special forces to collect this guy's carcass and sequester him, try him, and put him in prison for the rest of his miserable days.
Well, I mean, first of all, Trump will find a lot of allies at the moment here in Europe, but also a lot of enemies. We have had yesterday one of the Italians' main political leaders, who is Clara Boldrini, who is the head of the Senate, and she's a speaker of the Senate, and she's basically one of the most hideous politicians. And she made a speech on how she criticized basically Trump, the walls, the building of the walls, because now everybody's fearing the building of the walls, because the first wall, Dr. Deagle, is being built in France now, while we are talking.
Oh, you're kidding. They're building a wall what around these no-go zones, because I heard there's so many large communities now, something like 7.5...
It started a few days ago. The wall is basically a 4-meter tall wall, a special wall,
right.
Which is being built now as we speak. They started the construction less than a week ago near Calais, because England has Brexited. So they have gone out of the European Union. They don't want these immigrants any longer. France is fed up of having them staying in the part which is, of course, in France, because they are not able to go into England, into Great Britain. So now they are constructing a wall. So now that the elections are getting closer in France, they are finally constructing a wall. So what is, failure of European politics, that then officially wants to criticize Trump. And in reality now, people want walls, because walls means security.
Well, you know, the important thing to me is we have the globalists that want to make nation states disappear and walls and borders disappear. They want the remaining population of Earth after they vastly reduced it, because remember, both the Pope and Obama endorsed Agenda 2030, which is massive genocide. They are doing economic genocide first, which is killing the economies of countries all around the world, and they want to do it to America. And if they think they're going to disarm us, they're going to give a hot revolution. Hot meaning there's going to be bullets and weapons and dead politicians and dead people in America. I don't want to see that happen. I want the rule of law. I want extradition of these criminals like Soros. I want the wall up, which was authorized, by the way, in a Bush administration and endorsed by Hillary Clinton. But they don't. They were underfunded, and then they tell the security people who for the border security don't enforce the law. All Trump is saying is the laws that are already on the books, just enforce them. He's not inventing anything. For them to say he's a misogynist or he's a racist is the most insane thing. And these people with these shrill statements is just over the top. Like, for example, the latest Hillary Clinton had this manic episode in video about why am I not ahead 50 points, literally screaming at the public that why am I chief witch of the West not ahead 50 points when she has no record, no personality, no ethics, and no desire to help the American people out of the mire where 100 million Americans don't even have work. They're not even included in the unemployment rolls, which they lie and say they're around 5 or under 5%, when in fact the real unemployment is probably something like 35%. And higher in black communities, it's just sickening. And the people are waking up, and they're not going to take it anymore, just like the movie Network. They're mad as hell. They're going to throw their TV out the window. They're not going
to
take it anymore.
But they're not going to have to only throw the TV out the window. They're going to also have to throw soon Facebook out the window and all those...
Those things, Zuckerberg...
Zuckerberg and all those people are literally censoring everything that Trump does, and also every truth teller says. Because
even when he supports the gay and lesbians at the Polska nightclub, the gay and lesbian crowd say, "Hey, this guy wants to protect us in our bars and so on. He doesn't want them selectively with Muslims killing gay and lesbian and bisexual people." And so, in every area now, including in the blacks, I just listened to the speech this morning by Trump. He wants to protect blacks so it's safe for little kids to walk to school without having to join a gang or end up getting shot or go to the grocery store. He wants them to earn enough money to have a home, they have a safe car, they have good food, they have good schools so they can get an education and get a job. We have to be colorblind in America. What Obama's done is made us color hypersensitive, made us politically correct hypersensitive to the point now he's got race and class war that's absolutely inflaming America. This guy is a monster. He's a meat puppet for Soros. That's what Obama is, a meat puppet. Pretty bad, isn't it? So, Leo, where are we going? In your books regarding the Illuminati, you know, the Confessions of Illuminati Part 2 now and Part 1, and of course Part 3 is coming out next year, where do you see this going? Because I think in the next few months, things are going to get a lot nastier, and Obama and the people behind him, for certain, want to declare some form of martial law, don't they? I don't hear Leo, so I assume he is... We've lost our connection. Let's reconnect to Leo. Reconnect. Yep, we are connected at our end. So what's going on? Now, what I think is happening, and if I go over to some of the other news items, the new poll shows that Trump is ahead 5 points, polls. Of course, the real issue is he's massively ahead in the independent voters. Many of the independents actually say they don't do polls. They're just going to go angry as hell to the election box and the election polling station. And what will happen is you're going to see a much bigger vote for Trump than you're hearing in these so-called polls. The people that are highly motivated are Trump supporters. The people that are highly ticked off are independents that, quote, don't do polls, but they're going to vote. And this is by independent polling of independents, is they're going to vote Trump. And the Democrats and the globalists and the progressives are going to freak out, and they're willing to do virtually anything, including declaring martial law. That's what I see happening. Let's see. Your connection dropped, yeah, so we're going to reconnect here with Leo. The other thing, let's see if we can do that. Let's see. Okay, so we need to get Republic Broadcasting to reconnect to Leo. Reconnect. Okay, so what's going on there? We need to reconnect to Leo. Okay. You know what I'll do? I've got another tactic here. Obviously, whatever's going on at RBN. I don't see our connection in your end, Leo. I think the connection problem is at your end. So, we're, of course, already connecting all the way from Italy, and we were having a real nice to high-speed connection, but somehow something happened there. Let's see what's happening. Okay. These are technical details. Of course, you know that the powers that be are enraged because we have a huge audience, hundreds of thousands to millions per day, and many millions per week. We were variously, depending on the tracking, number one or two on Genesis Network before we left almost 5 months ago. Leo is ready now. He's actually able to connect now. Ah, okay. Leo, are you? Go ahead now. RBN and connect. Okay. So you don't see a connection there. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to connect at my end.
Connection.
Okay. Okay, good. Leo, are you there?
I'm back.
Okay, good. I think there was something happened on your end that disconnected us. I think because I saw your little icon go blank, and when it's a little green circle with a white check mark, and that goes blank, it usually means that there's, although you have high speed, the high speed can go, have a little, I call it internet burp.
I mean, I'm trying in between two connections today, but this new connection seems to be working quite okay on
okay.
my end.
Now, I want to make an important statement here. Yes. You know that I had presidential-level security clearance for U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense Star Wars, but I also took care at Schriever Air Force Base, which is three higher levels of security than NORAD, the Virtual World Project. Now, other people will know of this on the movies as The Matrix. There is not an individual that's speaking publicly on classified information about the Virtual World Project, a.k.a. The Matrix, than I do on the planet. There's no one more knowledgeable on the technical, spiritual, and military applications of this process, and they're gradually bringing the steps to merge the cyber technology, which they have. Now, for example, the phone system in China was brought in by an NSA affiliate. All these agencies, like Mr. Zuckerberg and Twitter and Facebook and so on, are all branches of the No Such Agency. Did you know that? They're all NSA. They have a proxy in the front of them that looks like a regular commercial
business. That's why Hillary Clinton yesterday made a statement saying we should give more importance to Silicon Valley and all that, you know. The fight for terrorism.
They have no intention of stopping terrorism because the dialectic of chaos, these are the masters of chaos. We have to understand the invasion of privacy with Twitter, Facebook, etc. Every one of these companies is an NSA affiliate. And they're connected to the CIA, etc., and their plan is to take over the world, not with bullets, not with bombs or missiles, but with cyber connections and cyber, if you want to call it terrorism, in the sense being able to control all flow of information. When, for example, Angela Merkel discovered her phone was being hacked, and this is a fact, I'm going to quote it, every phone, fax, and email of every country and every language on Earth has been hacked and analyzed by our AI systems until 2003. And since that time, they have AI supercomputers that are monitoring and tracking every communication and every means on Earth through our NSA. Doesn't matter if it's Russia, China, or anywhere, we maintain prescience in cyberspace. And it's scary as hell because people don't understand this is a precedent to lay the groundwork for the mark of the beast. That's what it is.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Leo, you asked a question on the break. I don't know if I want to get into that, but people need to know.
Let's not get too controversial.
We won't get into it. Well, no, I say it another time, so I don't want to cut your time short. But needless to say, I'm really happy here at Republic Broadcasting. The only thing I got to do is make sure that people realize it's a no ad hominem attack zone. And if people don't show logic and evidence, and I ask our board op, Dan, to make certain you may say precisely, like Dr. Doc Martin, you say precisely what your question or argument or evidence is, you're not going to be able to come on as a Yahoo and say stuff that's, I saw this and that, like we had a gentleman the other day, Ken, who called in and said he saw a video that said that Jacqueline Onassis Kennedy took out a handgun and shot JFK in the head. Now, I have had access to classified information for 4 decades. Before it was even classified, I saw the Parkland Memorial autopsy and the full forensics before they classified it. And I have a photographic memory. I'm a forensics expert. So if you have a crime or you have an accident, an occupational accident, I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty, not just some. So this Yahoo tried to call in and make ridiculous statements. I'm thinking, look, we do not want to go off on rabbit trails of foolishness. We need to have people that come in. And I don't care if you've got grade 3. If you've got good logic, I want to hear it because I want to learn from somebody that has good sense. When we have someone like yourself on, you teach me every week. You open up things. You expand on the knowledge base we have. And the same with our callers. We have really good callers now. We've got callers that have a clue. We have callers that say things that challenges people. And as they say, you don't have to have all the answers, but you have to ask really good questions based on logic and evidence and not foolishness. And this is not a call-in show where you can call in and just kind of hack on and blah, blah, blah because you want to be in the air. I'm not doing this for my ego. Some people think I'm arrogant. No, it's called competent. I am frightened to death because I have a unique experience and unique classified access to information that I wish there was tens of thousands, hundreds, maybe even a dozen people like me that worked inside the government actually telling the truth. There isn't. Basically, in most areas, I'm the only one with my level of security clearance that's actually telling the truth about more things. I'm releasing more classified information and more topics than Snowden by 100 times. And I want people to know I'm going to release a lot more. And when we get the internet knocked off by these morons and the NSA, etc., because there's many times when I deal with a really touchy topic, everything goes down. My computer goes down, the internet goes down, Skype goes down. They just shut her down and say, that's it. They go, man, we're going to shut you up today. They're not going to shut me up. And by the way, if I just disappear or die, assume that what I was talking about is true. That's why they're terrified. They don't know what the hell. Can we kill him? Can we leave him talk? Can we do this or that? And if you think that I'm going to put up with garbage from anybody, including our callers, or my family, or my colleagues, whatever, you're delusional. I want to seek the truth like a wild animal seeking prey. And that's why I have experts on like yourself. So that's who I am. Let's put it this way. I'm the Doc Martin, if you want to call it, of intelligence in terms of secret intelligence and telling you the damn truth, whether you like it or not. In fact, even if you get frightened to death, the optimist faces the ugly reality, which is pretty ugly, and then has a plan to survive and thrive. That's why I say on the air, and I have almost no callers that are willing to challenge me, but I will provide a solution for any problem on this physical and spiritual earth, or a framework to find an answer. So there's no shortage of solutions, especially in prayer. The problem is that people don't want leadership. They want to think that their arguments are equally valid to mine, and they're not. When you've lived through what I've lived through, it is not open to everybody's damned opinion. It's just a fact. They need to sit down. This is didactic. And when they have a point to make, by all means, if you've got logic and evidence, I want to hear it. I don't care if you're a grandmother with grade 3. I want to hear it, for God's sake. But I want the public to realize, someone like me, who has a limited number of days, weeks, months, and years on this planet Earth, you need to wake up and listen before I'm gone. Okay? So stop thinking you're going to attack the messenger and silence the message. This is not going to happen. Okay? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, people are, of course, these days more interested in what Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt are doing, right. Divorcing or not, and all this rubbish. But
how many people have pointed out that Twitter and Facebook and so on are NSA operatives? How many are pointing out, in fact, even Trump says, how Twitter, for example, increases by six times the attacks against them, and won't even put gay and lesbians who actually try to put their own Twitter accounts out to say, hey, you know, we like Trump. He actually doesn't want us to get killed by Muslim maniacs. We're talking about marginalized groups of people that have different sexual orientation, and Clinton tries to pretend she's a defender of women's rights and gay and lesbian. Bull.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And so, by the way, this is a notice to you at the NSA. Don't cut us off. It just makes us and our audience matter. And we have millions of audience per week listening. And they know, whether it's in Italy or Germany or America or Canada, that they're going to hear it straight up from Deagle, because until the last mitochondria loses the last oxygen molecule, I'm going to tell the truth, no matter whether it results in my premature death or whatever. I'm going to do it because we don't have a choice. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show. This election is the last show for whether America is going to exist 10 years or 100 years from now. If we take the turn to support Hillary Clinton and the globalists, America is done. And not only America, every nation on earth, Italy is done, Germany is done, Russia is done. We are heading toward a thermonuclear conflict pushed by people like George Soros and these maniacs. They want to vastly reduce the world population and hide in underground bases called dumps, deep underground military bases. They literally call hotels. And most of this is illegal money, including the $6.5 trillion, with a T, dollars that Dov Zakheim, at the time $2.3 trillion, was missing from the comptroller for the Pentagon, goes into classified projects that are not under the surveillance of the Congress and Senate. And with these treaties, for example, TTP and TTIP, they want to make our entire government vestigial, because all business will be controlled by internationally controlled business courts. So any idiot who thinks this kind of globalism is a good thing for the population of Earth, you are a satanic, genocidal moron. That's the only conclusion you can make. This is not something good. You know, as Trump says, he wants fair trade, not free trade, because this free trade stuff they talk about is genocidal. That's what it is.
And groups like the Trilateral Commission are really demonstrating their link with the most corrupt side of the media. In Italy, one of the directors of RAI, which is the National Broadcast Corporation, which is financed by the people, because every year we have to pay $150 for this rubbish, Monica Maggioni, she's actually becoming the president of Trilateral Italia. So the president of the Trilateral in Italy is at the same time one of the main responsible for the one of the main news agencies which is of the National Broadcasting Corporation. So I mean, it's really ridiculous the way we have to even finance with our own money these people. I mean, they take taxes from us in Italy here to finance this information that is completely false and unbiased.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So why should we pay for it? I mean, by the way, in America, you're not forced to pay $150 a year for information which is corrupt. I mean, at least yeah. That's not happening
well,
in the U.S.
They do it indirectly because it's embedded in everything you buy and sell and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, today, of course, in the U.S. film director and screenwriter Oliver Stone promotes the film Snowden on the 64th San Sebastian Film Festival.
Sure.
Today. Now, if you actually see the promo at the beginning of a lot of films lately, he talks about, he holds up a cell phone, he says, this, you can talk to your this, and you can do that, and it's like a computer. He said, this is literally going to burn up your future. And he's holding a cell phone. As I said, being sarcastic, I said, all they need to do is make sure that all of your money is biometric and electronic, and that the government makes Velcro, you're Velcroing your cell phones to some body part, mandatory, or you go to prison to make the mark of the beast. I mean, you don't need to have a tattoo in you. You just have to have a system where you can track and control down someone to a cubic meter where everything is biometric, retinal scan, digital fingerprints, and Harrod's body scan, which, by the way, you can scan someone through the side of a vehicle going at 70 miles an hour on the freeway up to 500 meters away. So people need to start grasping that. And he says this statement today, which is quoted here in, Obama-era surveillance worse than Stasi, says Oliver Stone. That's from AFP today. Okay, so when we have them cut us off the air, which they are, when we know that the phone system in China, when the Chinese think, oh, we're separate, our Communist Party is separate from the NSA, you're fools. Every nation on earth is being surveyed by their NSA. The NSA budget, you know how much bigger it is than the CIA, which is like 75 times bigger than the FBI or any other agency on earth, is 400 times larger than the CIA. It's mind-boggling how they're infiltrated into every financial system, every corporation, every secret board, and all these so-called social networking things like Facebook and Twitter, and even the ones inside the Communist Party in China, they're still under the NSA. Everything is being surveyed. And they have a cybernetic model of Earth, a virtual model. It's called the Virtual World Project, which is the actual template of how they made the Mark of the Beast and the Matrix. And they're ready to start pulling it off because they did a controlled demolition of the World Trade Center 15 years ago. Now they want to do a controlled demolition of the world economy. They've now got total control, on the world now. So,
while they are destroying the economy, at the same time, these people are the ones who always put their monies in tax havens where nobody can ever touch anything and where they will always escape any scrutiny, because we saw it with the Panama Papers, and now we are seeing it from this new investigation headed by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists called the Bahamas Leaks. Where we find, imagine this, we find one of the people who has an account in the Bahamas called Nelly Kroes, who used to be the head of the European Union, and she was the one in charge of preaching for the people to not avoid paying tax, and she was the number one person criticizing tax havens around the world, while at the same time she was putting her money in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Now, this is the reality of it, is that they are a bunch of hypocrites. So,
devils. Devils is the word. We have a caller, Jeff in Idaho, usually has great questions and comments. Sometimes, Jeff, you say it too, a little fast, but it's really interesting. You're talking about decoding Masonic languages. What do you want to say? Go ahead.
Let me add just what Leo just brought in a second ago. Leo Jerome Corsi basically found out that the The Panama Papers connected the William Jefferson Clinton and the Clinton Global Foundation in the past, like, week.
Right.
Go look that up. It has a real good interconnection to the HSBC fraud and all the other things going on.
Well, of course it does, because there's a launderer. And by the way, one of the chief attorneys for the HSBC that managed to protect the laundering company was none other than Mr. Comey, now the current head of the FBI, with no previous law enforcement training. This moron who covered up and decided not to prosecute Hillary Clinton was one of their primary lawyers for the laundering bank for HSBC. That's a fact, ugly fact.
Here's the tie-in. There's five, Gematria, G-E-M-A-T-R-I-A.
Gematria,
simple English, Pythagorean English, English Gematria, Jewish Gematria, and Francis Bacon Gematria. There's an expert by the name of Zachary K. Hubbard that I just came across in the past couple days. His website is www.freetofindtruth.blogspot.com. He basically, in his training thing, showed a 1994 Vice article of Al-Qaeda running planes into the Twin Towers in a 1994 cartoon 1 year after the bombing. And this guy basically ties in some stuff with Trump for next year. Do you do anything with Gematria in your book number three?
Yes, well, I have actually, if you have read volume two, I talk about the Gematria.
I haven't read it yet.
Okay, so I would suggest you read it, because I have dedicated a chapter to the importance of numbers in relation to science, and also the importance of...
This is scrambling over your audio now again. They're stopping it. Let Leo say what he's going to say. In fact, it's my son, Matthew Deagle, is an expert on Gematria, and he's on every Friday. He'll be on this coming Friday. So you have questions, Jeff, call in and ask him. He's an expert on numerology, symbology, and Gematria.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Go on. So we have.
I'll look into book two. I'll look into book two, but I came across some past day or so, and he had some health issues on Trump on February 2nd.
Well, also
health issues. What do you mean health issues? What kind of health issues?
Like a Lincoln-type health issues. Right.
Oh, you mean like trying to assassinate him? Trying to assassinate him health issues.
Right after the death panel thing goes, February 1st is when the death panel goes, where it can't be repealed. The next day after that is Groundhog Day. And it ties into George Washington and a couple other things. So I haven't decoded it yet, but I got to spend the next day or two, but it ties in some mathematical things I've been working on for the past year or so.
Yeah, and by the way, the universe is a hologram. Our world is a holographic projection of a higher spiritual reality. And we'll talk about that on Fridays, if you'd like to call in, Jeff, on Gematria and symbology. And I call it the application of the hyperspace resonant harmonics that create our reality. And I've been doing quite a bit of research in this. My son is an expert on it, Matthew. And he knows
Leo,
a lot
question.
About it.
Leo, last question. What is the most... secret of the Jumanjis that they use? Which one would you consider what they use encode the most secret stuff?
Well, I would say that the most important number in relation to events, the key to all rituals, is number 11. For a series of reasons, the main one, 11, is also part of 33. 11, 11, 11 is 33. But it's also, as Crowley referred in Liber, in one of his books called Liber Nus Ub 11, the key of all rituals, because we have seen, like, 9/11, of course, September 11 equals 1 plus 1 plus 9 equals 11. Then we have 722, which was July the 22, when we had Breivik doing his terrible attacks in Norway, and that also equals 2 plus 2 plus 7 equals 11. I mean, why all these 11s are popping up? Now, there is an important book written by a member of a secret society, very influential secret society, called the Società Rosicruciana in Anglia, and one of the founders of the Golden Dawn, called William Wynne Westcott. Which was this book, which I advise you might find on the internet, is called Numbers, the Occult Power and Mystic Virtues. He defines the number 11 as an adverse sephirot, a symbol of destruction, of violence, of defeat and death. So also we see that in the tarot cards, the Trump, there is this tower struck by lightning in the number 16, but
yeah.
That is...
Yeah.
Sure.
It refers back, by the way, to the two twin towers before the temple in ancient Israel, which again are in 11. And they were,
then we have the 10 divine Sephiroth on one side and the 11 other Sephiroth on the other side. Then we have the modern designer. I mean, there is definitely the number 11 is one of the numbers that seems to occur more often when it when, let's say, the New World Order and his mercenaries want to inflict something negative on humanity. They seem to choose this number in some way. Sometimes it can, of course, be like they said, for example, in Norway, after it was very interesting because when there was this attack with Anders Breivik, Der Spiegel wrote the phrase "twin attacks," a bit wanting to recall the Twin Towers. It's like, you know, right. They launched a kind of trend. But this occult synchronicity, coordinated by a group of people who are behind the 9/11 attacks, and they are behind basically also Friday the 13th in Paris 2015, the terrible events that took place in Paris. Don't forget that those events. I mean, they didn't take place so long ago. It was less than a year ago when that terrible attack killed so many people at the Bataclan. So, I mean, and of course, Friday the 13th is also a very important date, but also a very important number that signifies death and transformation. But it's also connected to the Knights Templars and their tradition. So, I mean, I am always very interested in numbers, not only in relation to gematria, but in relation also to synchronicity, because synchronicity is something that we have to study as something that happens because there is some patterns in the universe that scientifically occur. And you know this very well, Dr. Deagle, I'm sure.
Yeah. There's a reason for it. I mean, we talk about this sometimes with Massey, but I'll mention a little bit of what we've found in our research, which is pretty amazingly advanced. The first thing you have to understand is the number two. It deals with the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, who is pressing over the power of the astral plane. He has been thrown into the first heaven, as it says in the book of Genesis, and which means he's the master of chaos in the astral plane. So he creates a chaos in the astral plane because our lower world, our world, is a holographic projection of a higher reality. Now, what Satan is doing is he is literally projecting chaos on our level so that we become confused. And we then don't maintain contact with God, because to do good is to hear and do God's will. It's the Hebrew word is Shema. So whenever you see the number 2 or 11, it's referring to the power of Satan over the astral plane. That's what it refers to. When we look at these other numbers, like number 4, what he's trying to say is that he's going to cause death and destruction, and he's going to. That's why they talk about the ancient ceremony of Sumer called Pahanuk, or the ceremony of the phoenix, or the ceremony of the wolf, the Lupercalia in ancient Egypt. These are all ceremonies of the rise from the dead. And in fact, if you actually take the 17th rite of the York Rite, you actually get the name of the, quote, ineffable name, which is the name of God. And they include the creator god, Yahweh, but they also include the god Osiris, so there's two of the three names, two of the three names of, quote, the ineffable name of God in the 17th York Rite that are satanic. So Satan says, I shall arise to the north parts and I shall be like the Most High. What Satan is saying is, I'm just as good and just as powerful as the creator God of the universe. That's what he's saying.
Well, then we have also in Matthew 12:43, where Jesus plainly allows the doctrine and explains the doctrine that evil spirits may haunt fields, which, of course, they are defined these fields as Shidim, and also Shidim means also evil deities, and the Shidim are also mentioned in Psalms, in a Psalms which is 106 37, and it's called the number of sins and the penitent, because it exceeds the number of commandments, which is 10, but is less than 12. So,
yeah, which of course is again 11, saying this. Satan is the power of the prince of the power of the air, which is why, without God, you can't compete with the intellect or the spiritual confusion that Satan brings on the souls and the minds and the emotions of man. Man is completely powerless. That's why all other religions, except for true Christianity,
is a very peculiar number in this regard.
Yeah, So that's why what we're dealing with. That's why prayer is so important, because with prayer, you're literally impinging into that realm of the spirit realm.
But of grace.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out. I think you may have to repeat it.
12 is the number of grace.
12 is the number of grace, exactly, which is also the number of the stones in the breastplate of righteousness, which are the 12 spiritual gifts that prevent the piercing of the arrows of Satan to the heart of the believer and the high priest when he goes into the Holy of Holies. Each different stone is signifying a tribe and a spiritual gifting to protect the heart from the piercing arrows of Satan, the opposer. That's why 12 is so important.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some Join Aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Welcome back. We managed to get Leo again. And again, NSA, we're swatting you off. We want to hear from Leo. Leo, you're on every Thursday, first hour, and it's really important they get your books. Like our caller that called in, very intelligent guy, Jeff from Idaho. You need to understand, if you don't read these required materials we tell you, you're not going to really be up to speed. And I can't tell you if the Internet's going to be available or the show or anything. I can't tell you if they're not going to take the ultimate step and try to take all the top people speaking truth out there. And And trying
well,
to stifle.
I find myself, Dr. Digo, that it's much more difficult to talk with the internet now than 10 years ago. And this shouldn't be the case because now the connections should be much faster, much
right,
more reliable.
But they're actually cutting them off. I know when I've had every possible way to connect by phone, by everything, all shutting down at the same time. The NSA now has pressing control over all means of communication, and not just near China, Russia, everywhere. People don't believe they're being surveyed, but they have AI systems. Imagine a superiorly intelligent, not necessarily at a genius level, but superior intelligent human embedded as an artificial intelligence system, but inside cyberspace, able to literally translate, absorb, and connect with every database on Earth at 150 trillion times faster than the human mind. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with something that's so malevolent, literally, if you want to call it cyberspace creation, to create a system that is absolutely omniscient in terms of satanic omniscience. That's what they've done. And that satanic omniscience is about to take over the world. And the controlled demolition of the economy, these war factions are setting up to guarantee a peace treaty between the BRICS and non-BRICS nations, because we're in World War III economically now. That's not something in the future. We're in World War III economically now. And when they're trying to cut you off and talk about these high-level Masonic things, gematria and so on, these are not peripheral issues. These are central because that's how they rule the world. That's how these secret orders rule the world, through the astral plane. And when I was asked years ago, and I wanted to have a rabbi teach me Hebrew, he said, look, because you're of the Kohenic class, we're descended from the Mosaic Kohenic class, I'm going to tell you straight up, we're closer to Harry Potter than you foolish Christians who don't have an end idea that we rule this realm from the higher spiritual realms, the astral realm. And we're wizards and warlocks, he said. Do you understand that? Now, people don't, do they? They do not understand that the highest level Masonic orders are literally no different than, Saruman the Magnificent from the Trilogy of the Rings. This is reality. It's ugly, it's scary as hell, but it's reality. So please continue.
Well, I mean, I am pretty shocked, as I said, from the fact that 10 years ago, with less technical means, we had less problems. But of course, also 10 years ago, I think that we had also a lot fewer listeners, and so we had also a less impact on the people that are waking up now and really want to hear the truth, especially when we have a candidate that might really be changing things, not the change, false change that was brought up with Obama, that in turn facilitated the birth of ISIS and made this world more insecure than ever before. The New World Order has created chaos upon chaos because they want to take control of our existence. Let's not let them do that.
Right, and if Trump is in, by the way, it'll change Italian politics, Russian politics, Chinese politics. The whole world will change in response to the election of Trump. That's why they're in panic mode right now. That's why they want to interfere with this program, because millions listen, and it's in RSS feeds in every English from Google Play to you know what. We are now able to broadcast it through our Deagle Network Blueberry all over the world, not just on radio, but everywhere. Thank you, Leo. Let's do some videos this weekend, if we can, on your books and on some of these topics. Absolutely. Back next Thursday, Leo Zagami. Great questions. Ask some more tomorrow with Matthew on gematria, etc. He's an expert on it. We'll be back tomorrow with Matthew Deagle, my son.
God bless you, man.
Thanks.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.